much you'll be worrying, Tony. Everything is going to be all right. I know you're in some trouble with the police at the moment, but don't you be worried. It's going to sort itself out. And in fact, I can tell you, you're going to be living abroad for a very long time, very soon. You'll be living the life I'm really sure you will. These were the words of my granddad a year after he died. Fellow Toastmasters, contest chair, and late comer. When I was 20, my mum dragged me along to see a clairvoyant. I had no interest in seeing a clairvoyant. I was about as interested as Nigel Farage's is staying in Europe. But along I went. So there we are. We're at the house of this clairvoyant. She wasn't what I expected. She was about 6 foot tall. And she was built like a rugby player with green hair. She started speaking. I contact the souls of people that have passed. And I will contact the souls of someone who knew you very well. I tried to stop my eyebrows from raising without any success. And then she started speaking exactly the way that my granddad used to speak. I was very close to my granddad, and he passed away a year before. She was using the same mannerisms, the same phrases, the same gestures. It was freaky. Now, I don't remember much else of what she said, because, to be honest, I was a little bit shell-shocked. And up until that point, my show had been a pretty good nick. As we left, I was thinking, what on earth am I doing in this place? I don't believe in this garbage. And then, at the time, I was in a bad place. I was awaiting a court appearance. And there was a real possibility I could go down and face Joe. I was doing a job I hated. I was working in Marks & Spencer's head office, when what I really wanted to be doing was DJing in the clubs in the West End. My mum was pretty worried. She said to me, why don't we go and see a tarot card reader? A tarot card reader? Mum, what the? It always opens the possibilities, Tony. So, we're at the house of the tarot card reader. As we got to the door, he said, come in, darling. Now, to be honest, when I was 20, I wasn't exactly a man of the world. And I still lived under the notion that if a man was gay, that meant he automatically fancied every man he saw. So naturally, I was on my guard. I would like to hold something of yours that nobody else has held. Your ring, that will enable me to really get to know you and discover your aura. To be quite honest, I wasn't really sure what my aura was when I was 20, but I certainly wasn't sure if I wanted him exploring it. I can see that you are going to live abroad for a long time. Now let's look at your tarot cards. And he starts turning the tarot cards over, and he points at one card. This card is upside down, which indicates a gay man would have a major influence on your life. Now, if I was on guard before, I was now at the point where you may be if a dodgy bloke walked in waving a black flag, left a rucksack at your side and suddenly sprinted off. As we left there, again, I'm thinking, why am I seeing these charges? I don't believe in this rubbish. Later that year, I went to court, and sure enough, I got off. I didn't go down, they gave me community service. And ironically, I served my community service DJing at youth clubs. A year later, I got my lucky break. I was now DJing in clubs in the West End. Life was fantastic. One day, I was in a record shop I used to virtually live in, and the owner of the shop was a guy called Bill. And one day, Bill's asked me to pop into the office. Oh, Bill, how are you doing, mate? I'm fine, Tony. How are you? I'm good, Bill. How would you like to spend the summer working in Spain? There's a dishy man named Pedro who owns 3 clubs, and he's asked me to recommend a DJ, and I recommended you. Wow, thanks, Bill. That's amazing. So next thing I know, vamos. I've sauntered off to spend the summer in sunny Spain. Which led to me spending the next 12 years working around the world, DJing, having the life of Ryan, having a good time. When I look back on those times, when I look incident. It's quite clear to me now that Bill did play a major part in my life. But in case I didn't make it quite obvious, Bill was gay. And I think back about the clairvoyant and the tarot card reader. And were the words they said, was there something more to it? Or was it just a coincidence? Now the logical side of me says, well of course this is completely preposterous. But then I hear my mum's words ringing in my ear. Always be open to possibilities, Tony. And you look back at history and the amount of times where people have had firm beliefs about something and then new evidence has been presented and they've had to change firmly held beliefs about all sorts of things, from believing that the Earth was at the centre of the universe and the sun revolved around us, through to even as recently as the 19th century, people believed it was foolish for a doctor to wash his hands or his instruments. Can any person be 100% certain of the existence or non-existence of God, climate change, Donald Trump is really human? I can tell you we can't be absolutely sure in either direction. I myself, I must admit, I doubt the existence of God, but I'm open to the possibility. Even the Archbishop of Canterbury recently admitted to sometimes doubting the existence of God. Scientists constantly doubt themselves. What about you? Are you open to possibilities?